They've got a rock and roll name and a rock producer in Chad Blake. On their new album, These Are the Vistas, they cover Blondie, the Aphex Twin, and Nirvana. Their music is assertive, at times frenetic. But the Bad Plus play jazz, and they are steeped in the tradition, not of the verse, solo, verse, piano trio, but of the small interactive jazz band. So-called rock and roll sensibility isn't new to jazz. For decades, jazz players have mixed virtuosity with a feisty, in-your-face spirit. The likes of Cecil Taylor jump to mind, and Charles Mingus and others. But more often than not, the piano trio in jazz serves as a platform for the pianist, with drums and bass discreetly supporting his or her efforts. The Bad Plus go at it like a rock group. Here's the song, we're gonna rip it open, and all of us are equally responsible for what ensues. On piano, Ethan Iverson supplies the melodic nucleus, and Reed Anderson plays thick, thumping bass. Drummer Dave King provides the energy, drive, and humor to the music. He likes to smack things around, and as it was with the great Kenny Clarke, a straight-ahead 4-4 rhythm seems as disinteresting to him as patty cake. Here, he gives a taste of the kind of mischief he can unleash. While each of the band members write for the group, there's a song by the bass player that's a delicacy, both gorgeous and bold. The members love to roll up their sleeves and take apart rock tunes. Its version of Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit captures both the chaos and underlying pathos of the original by stating, then slowly deconstructing, its familiar melody. With a dash of mayhem and more than a little technical competency, the Bad Plus is reaching for something new while reviving the idea of the traditional small jazz group. It's spirited jazz, thorny, dense, but always engaging, with a touch of rock at its heart.
The group is the Bad Plus. Their new album is These Are the Vistas. Jim Fusilli writes for the Wall Street Journal.